Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes. This is show number 226, and it's a set of spring rambles. Second one for this season. We're listening to Shane Cook, and a multi-award winner in the fiddle category, something called Sally Gooden. We're going to go here and there today, as usual. Glad you joined me. Back to Shane Cook and his buddies. Shane Cook, and the guy playing mandolin with him there is Ray Legere out of the Maritimes, New Brunswick. If you ever get a chance to see Ray Legere, or, you know, pick up CDs or whatever, go for it, because I think he's one of the unsung heroes, I guess, of the Canadian old-time bluegrass kind of, and to see him in concert with somebody who's equally good, or almost equally good, is amazing. I remember once some pretty hot shows with J.P. Cormier. Anyway, I'm rambling here. That was Shane Cook on the fiddle there. He's Canadian in the U.S. National Fiddle Championship. He's based in London, Ontario. He grew up just east of there, Dorchester. And he's part of a fiddling family. He won the three biggest fiddle contests in North America, the Canadian Open, the Canadian Grandmasters, and each of them three times. He's the only fiddler also to win the American Grand National Fiddle Championship from outside the USA. There you go. He did that when he was 17 years old. So maybe somebody's done it since then anyway. He's amazing. He's smooth, precise, flowing, effortless. Lots of adjectives you could use. Go see any band he's playing in. He's actually sort of touring right now with a new album and a great band. Watch for him at a community center or Legion Hall or whatever in your town. You'll be very glad you did. That was from his CD called Sundry. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 226. It's a set of spring rambles. We go from that to a group called Flapjack. It's a four-piece band made up of Jay Edmonds, Karen Taylor, Dayard Frost, and Sam Allison. The latter two are also in Shisham Lotus and Son. They're a band that sort of came out of an old log house near Peterborough, Ontario. The tunes were born around a wood stove there in Buckhorn, if you've ever been up in that area. But wherever they roam, a kitchen party is pretty sure to spring up. They call it Canadian Bush Swing. It's music that's steeped in the landscape, the history, the traditions of Ontario, and songs of, you know, maple sugar and log toes and swimming holes and the backwoods and so on. You can almost, as they say, you can almost feel the plaid flannel on your skin when you listen to them play. This is a song called Manitoulin Boy. It's from their CD Old Time Bush Swing. And Manitoulin Boy is a reference to Teilhard Frost, who is playing percussions on this CD. He grew up in Manitoulin. And by the way, don't get this Flapjack confused with another band called Flapjack, which is a groove metal crossover thrash new metal artist out of, I think, Poland. This is a whole different thing. Flapjack and Manitoulin Boy.
Church we're missing in the afternoon into town. Find those girls and chase them around.
Manitoulin boys sure are funny. Glad I got one for my buddy. Well, he likes smoked whitefish and roast corn. Sitting by the shore when it's real warm. Watch the sun slip away, sink into Meldrum Bay. Manitoulin boy. Get some rye liquor and pass it around. Tobacco I stole from my dad. Feel smoking, feel real bad.
Manitoulin boys sure are funny. And I got one for my buddy. Well, he likes smoked whitefish and roast corn. Sitting by the shore when it's real warm. And watch the sun slip away. Sink into Meldrum Bay.
Manitoulin boy. Got one for your honey. Sit apart and buy you a farm on a chilly night. Gonna keep you warm.
Manitoulin boys sure are funny. Glad I got one for my buddy. Well, he likes smoked whitefish and roast corn. Sitting on the shore when it's real warm. Watch the sun slip away. Sink into Meldrum Bay.
Manitoulin boy. Morning, we're going fishing. Yeah, it's just church we're missing. In the afternoon into town. Find those girls and chase them around.
Manitoulin boys sure are funny. I'm glad I got one for my buddy. Well, he likes smoked whitefish and roast corn. Sitting by the shore when it's real warm. Watch the sun slip away. Sink into Meldrum Bay.
Listen to the bass now.
Bye.
Well, for those of us of a certain vintage, that kind of a country, rock, bluegrass, pop sound is familiar. That's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Keep on churning. They're an American rock band. Well, they're called a rock band, but they're really more of a kind of a bluegrass country band. Founded in 1972 in Springfield, Missouri. They started out as their name was Cosmic Corncob and His Amazing Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Good thing they shortened it a little bit there. There's lots of jamming. They lived together in rental houses. They did lots of demo tapes. They got noticed there. They worked quite hard at it, and they had about a number of personnel changes and so on. So from 72 up until about 2004, they were kind of a regular band, doing all kinds of CDs. They went into semi-retirement in 2004, but they emerge every year to play a few shows. And actually, in 2018, 2019, they released some new material, and this year, which is their 50th anniversary, 2022, they've been doing some gigs for that. So a number of the members have passed away, but they're churning, keep on churning. That's what they said. That's the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. We started that set with Flapjack, and that was from Manitoulin Boy from a CD of theirs called Old Time Bush Swing. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We could be listening on CILU, Lakehead 102.7 in Thunder Bay, Ontario, or possibly Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, and however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, we have kind of path-breaking early Irish traditional material. They're called Sweeney's Men. They emerged from the mid-1960s, the sort of Irish roots revival that was starting off there. And at the same time, the Dubliners, the Clancy Brothers, the Chieftains were starting off, and so Sweeney's Men was one of that group. The founding lineup was in 1966, Johnny Moynihan, Andy Irvine, and Galway Joe Dolan. They had met in Dublin. They performed and traveled together on and off around Ireland. Irvine and Dolan had hitchhiked together around Europe and so on. And the name was inspired by Flannel O'Brien. If you read it, he's an Irish novelist, comic novelist. He wrote a book, At Swim Two Birds, I think it was called. And it depicts this mad, anti-religious, tree-leaping, pagan King Sweeney of Antrim. And so they called themselves Sweeney's Men. Well, Dolan was replaced by Terry Woods a year later, and their first release came out in 1968. They did a lot of American music as well as Irish. They had other changes in personnel as well. A few folks moved in and out. They went more electric, even psychedelic, actually. They sort of presaged the folk rock revival to take place. And they almost, they almost created this Irish-British five-piece folk rock supergroup, but it never quite happened. After they dissolved, though, their members played in a bunch of very influential bands. So Planxty, Patrick Street, Eastwind, Mosaic, Usher's Island, Dedan and Fleach, Cowboys, Moonshine, Steel Ice Band, The Pogues, Joe Cocker's The Grease Band, Paul McCartney's Wings. They all had members of this trio at some point, Sweeney's Men. So the significant innovation that Sweeney's Men contributed to Irish music was one of them was Moynihan's introduction of the bouzouki. And he had a tuning of G-D-A-D, that's it. It's an octave lower than the open-tuned mandolin, instead of using the Greek tuning, which is C-F-A-D. But you knew all that. I didn't have to tell you that, right? But the bouzouki became a standard within Irish music, and by gosh, I got one right here. Oh, anyway, I would play it for you. This is Sweeney's Men. This is an old track here, just to give you an idea of what they used to sound like. This is Reynard the Fox.
King's County gentlemen, nor hills, vales, and rocks, they rode out so joyfully in search of a fox.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
When Reynard was started, he faced Tullamore and Arklow and Wicklow along the seashore. We kept his brush in view every yard of the way, and it's straight he made his course through the streets of Rosbray.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
But Ray Reynard, Slay Reynard, lay hid there that night, and we swore we would watch him until the daylight. Next morning early the hills did resound with the sweet smell of horses and the sweet cry of hounds.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
When Reynard was started, he faced to the hollow, where none but the footmen and hounds they could follow. The gentleman cried, watch him, what will we do? If the rocks do not stop him, he will cross Killaloo.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
When Reynard was captured, his wishes to fulfill, he sent for pen and paper and ink to write his will. And what he made mention of, we found it no blank, for he gave us a check on the National Bank.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, me boys, away, hark away.
Oh, to you, Mr. Casey, I leave my whole estate, and to you, Mr. Johnson, my money and my place. I give to you, Sir Monaghan, my whip, spurs and cap, for you jump hedge and ditches and there look for a gap.
Tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, tally-ho, hark away, boys, away, hark away.
got him too.
That's the Statesboro Blues by a band called Jackson Delta. They're a Canadian acoustic blues trio from Peterborough, Ontario. You get some nods from the Junos back in the early 90s. They're mainly fronted by Rick Fiennes. They were set up in the 1980s, first released in 1989. They did the festival circuits and folk and blues and so on for those who were around that circuit in those days. After 1985, they kind of concentrated on other projects, but they continued to perform together several times a year, and they officially broke up in 2000, but the members came together for certain projects, and they had a reunion show in Peterborough maybe 5 years ago, something like that, so that still is a presence. That was from their CD called I Was Just Thinking That. Anyway, it's a live CD. That's the name of it. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of places, but you could be listening maybe on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Okay, we head to Scotland now from Dougie MacLean, a Scottish singer-songwriter, composer, multi-instrumentalist. He's a record producer. He and his wife set up Dunkeld Records in the early 80s. He's had a solo career, but he's been with lots of bands, including Tannehill Weavers for a while, Silly Wizard. He grew up in the Perthshire countryside, and his mother played melodeon, his dad played the fiddle, and back in 1976, he decided he was going to head into music, and he started touring with recording with Tannehill Weavers. Hasn't looked back. He's got lots of recognitions. He's got 29 CDs. I think he's in the Order of the Empire or whatever it is they do in Britain there, or in the UK. Some of them are instrumental work. Some of his CDs, like he did a great one on the fiddle. He's got an international reputation as a songwriter, a composer, and just an extraordinary musician. One of his famous pieces is Caledonia, which has been called Scotland's unofficial anthem. I'm going to play that now. This is Dougie MacLean.
That have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away, so I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from, and that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more lonesome. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Oh, and I have moved and have kept on moving, proved the points that I needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. Oh, and I have tried and have kept on trying, stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. About you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. For if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more lonesome. Caledonia's been everything I've ever. Thank you. forest choir. The flames that couldn't get any higher, well, they've weathered now, they've gone. Now I'm steady thinking, my way's clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands are shaking and the kisses flow, well, I will disappear. Oh, and let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you call me, now I'm going home. If I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you call me, and now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever.
an interesting, quirky piece. I love that. That's from a band called The Shoeless, and it's the Happy G Polska. It's from their CD called The Shoeless. They were based in Toronto, played music from many corners of the world. There's a sort of blend between traditional folk songs and original material. So you had Frank Evans on banjo, Eli Bender on cello, and Emmeline Stamm on fiddle. And this is their debut album from around 2015, I guess, something like that. Sounds from klezmer and French and German Appalachian and, you know, lovely, quirky, some would say, but I like that kind of arrangement. Emmeline is a Toronto-based fiddler. She's a pianist, accordion. She's played with the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, with A. That was a trio with, Ann Letterman and James Stevens and her. Tay, which is a Netherlands-based ballfolk dance band. And now with the Aerialists, which was at one of their concerts. I'm going to play their CD in a couple of weeks there for sure. Eli Bender, trained in classical cello. Plays lots of other styles as well. Plays with symphonies as well as bands and for theater. And Frank Evans grew up around a lot of classical music, actually, making his decision to play the banjo a bit of an unusual one, I suppose. He played with the Kitcut String Band, Slocan Ramblers. He did the jazz program at Humber College, the first banjo player in that program. And I don't know if they made other CDs or not. You have to correct me on that, anybody who knows better than I. But I came across that, and I was quite pleased with that combination of instruments. Before that, we heard from Dougie McLean and something called Caledonia. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways, or however you got here. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have a band called Night Sun, and don't get it confused with other bands called Night Sun. This is the one that came out of the north for many years. This is from their CD called Calling. This is Damn This Wind. Fingerstyle guitarist Bob Evans, not to be confused with Bob Evans, the restaurant chain from the United States. Bob Evans has sort of this eclectic mix of contemporary style, sort of a bit of roots music, and he sings as well. He's not just for guitar geeks. Like he sometimes does these sets that have original fingerstyle guitar compositions that are really introspective or from different backgrounds or whatever. But then he'll do a bunch of Beatles standards or a Blind Boy Fully ragtime blues classic and a lot of other stuff in between. So he has won a number of international guitar thumb picking and finger picking competitions, and including the U.S. National Fingerstyle Guitar Championship in Winfield in Kansas. And the only other Canadian to win that, as far as I know, anyway, is Don Ross. He's toured throughout Canada, United States, Taiwan, Japan, and he's a real gentleman because on his website he has transcriptions for free of a number of his tunes and arrangements. And as he says, I think in some of his material, he's maybe the best Canadian fingerstyle guitarist you've never heard of, Bob Evans. That was something called The Slippery Slope from his CD called The Voice in the Grain. And before that, we heard from Night Sun, Damn This Wind, about just being in the north just kind of gets under your skin and you just love it, even though you think about, well, maybe I'll go back to where it's warmer, but you don't. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 226, and we're doing some spring rambles today. And we head from here to Brazil. This is Ale Ferreira. He's best known as the front man of a Brazilian funk band called Banda Black Rio. Yeah, he loves his Afro-Brazilian heritage. You get a bit of reggae in there as well. He's been singing and playing about 3 decades now. This is Sudabem.
Já é preciso cuidar de mim. Pra gente é melhor assim. Não quero saber de mim amanhã e hoje ser bem feliz. E aí, eu quero sair aí, subir a pedreira, sem saber do amanhã, sem viver o passado.
hoje a alegria pula do meu lado. Hoje a alegria pula do meu lado.
E me convida pra dançar e pra zoar geral. Hoje estou de bem, vivo bem, eu me sinto zen, sou do bem. Hoje estou de bem, vivo bem, eu me sinto zen, sou do bem. Já é, eu quero me divertir, subir a ladeira, fazer amizade, sem lembrar do que a gente não foi. Quero amar novamente. E aí, quero amar muitas vezes, quero amar o presente, sem viver o amanhã, sem viver o passado.
Hoje a alegria pula do meu lado. Hoje a alegria pula do meu lado.
E me convida pra dançar e pra zoar geral. Hoje estou de bem, vivo bem, eu me sinto zen, sou do bem. Hoje estou de bem, vivo bem, eu me sinto zen, sou do bem.
Hoje a alegria pula do meu lado. Hoje a alegria pula do meu lado.
E me convida pra dançar e pra zoar geral. Hoje estou de bem, vivo bem, eu me sinto.
Thank you.
Wonderful music there from Gajo Manouche. They're a swing band out of Zagreb, Croatia, where they were formed around 2008. They were inspired by the legendary Django Reinhardt's Hot Club de France. And they're a quintet as well. And they've performed on streets and clubs and concert halls all over Croatia and beyond throughout Europe. They've got a few CDs out. This is from one that's self-titled, Gajo Manouche. And something called Metro Swing. They call themselves a dirty gypsy swing machine with soul. Before that, we've heard from Ale, and that was something called Su do Bem, or I Am Good in English, and he's a Brazilian singer-songwriter. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening a variety of ways, maybe at Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, or Caper Radio in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3 FM, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, we have Tim Reedman and Jenny Bice. Reedman is originally from the UK. He lives in Vancouver. Musician, folk singer, songwriter, producer, music journalist. He led the band Fear of Drinking for many years. He's played with the Arrogant Worms as well. Has an extensive repertoire of original and traditional songs. Jenny Bice came to Vancouver from Ontario. She was looking for fiddles players to play with, and she plays, you know, Celtic and roots and jazz and so on. She's played with bands like Mad Pudding, Backdoor Slam. She was in Fear of Drinking for a while. Pridwin, a Welsh band. This is from an album they released of mostly British and Irish songs called Out of the Green. This is called Barleycorn.
Barleycorn must die. One of them said drown him, the other said hang him high. the band is tuning up, the fiddler is late, there's a lineup at the door, $1,000 gate. You bow to your partner, you bow to your right, at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Bobby Knott is shaking his body like a top, the band's on fire, the music never stops, in the crowded darkness, holding you so tight, at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. The band is playing, pick it up and go, the dancers turn and swaying to and fro, everyone is happy now, everyone is tight, at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Old Tom's fingers speedier than light, the music like a fire in the night, some of them's a pretty girl, some of them's a fight, at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Simon's at the bar, calling someone down. He says, what could I do without those guys around? We'll be flying higher than a kite at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Kalijah's in the corner laughing at some joke. Daddy's in the parking lot, he has his own smoke. The music catches fire, we're dancing in a slide at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. The band is playing, pick it up and go. The dancers turn and swaying to and fro. Everyone's happy now, everyone is tight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Old Tom's fingers speedy within life. The music like a fire in the night. Some of them are pretty girls, some of them is a fight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. It's almost 2 o'clock. Gertie drags him home. He wants to stay and talk. I'm not seeing nothing but it's such a lovely sight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. The band is packing up. Everyone is gone. The president is lying face on the lawn. A million mice are flying around the bigger light at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. The band is playing. Pick it up and go. The dancers turn and sway to and fro. Everyone is happy now. Everyone is tight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Old Tom's fingers speedier than light. The music like a fire in the night. Some of them are pretty girls. Some of them is a fight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. The band is playing, pick it up and go. The dancers turn and sway to and fro. Everyone is happy now, everyone is tight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night. Old Tom's fingers speedier than light. The music like a fire in the night. Some of us are pretty girls, some of us will fight at a Scanterbury dance hall Saturday night.
Here to Adrian Legg, something called Reckless Love from his first CD called Guitars and Other Cathedrals. He's a guitar player from England, impossible to categorize, who is said by so many people to be an amazing guitar player. A whole bunch of guitar companies have had him as their, I guess, person to take their new guitars out on the road. Anyway, before that, we heard from Ted Longbottom, Scatterbury Dance Hall Saturday night. Ted Longbottom is a Métis singer-songwriter from Manitoba. And he's an actor, a playwright. If you've watched TP Tales, he plays the role of Beaver from a wonderful CD he did called River Road. We're at the last song here, so I should get out of the way and let Adrian do his magic. Thanks for joining me today on Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this has been a set of Spring Rambles, show number 226. Do take care of each other, all right? And I'll see you next time. Happy trails.